USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than three-quarters of people plan to return at least one of their Christmas gifts this year. One in five plan to return more than half, according to a survey by online retail platform Oracle. Heatha Herzog is a retail analyst, and she has some tips for you if you need to return a package.
If you go earlier, people are more willing to help you out, and there's going to be more of a chance that you can get what you want. There's going to be more stock in there. Everyone's going to be going out to return things today and over the rest of the week into the weekend.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and it was a good holiday shopping season for retailers. MasterCard is saying shoppers spent 3.4% more from November 1st through Christmas. The NASDAQ is celebrating a new milestone on Thursday. The tech-heavy index reached the 9,000 mark for the first time. All three major stock indexes are up. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
U.S. military and intelligence officials continue to keep a watch out for North Korea's gift to America. Earlier this month, a North Korean official promised a Christmas gift if the U.S. did not ease sanctions against the country. Now, regarding some of the name-calling that we hear from President Trump towards the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, Gordon Chang, who's a Far East expert, tells Fox News,
"The insulting really doesn't help. I mean, one insult is fine, but after you do that, you've made the point. What the United States needs to do at this point is actually to start to robustly enforce sanctions."
Chang also has some advice for President Trump regarding the countries that are supporting North Korea.
"I think that it's time for President Trump to lower the boom, not just on North Korea, but on North Korea's sponsors. And that, of course, would be Russia and China. Now's the time for the United States to make the point."
And if you're traveling out there, you're not alone. Today is expected to be one of the busiest travel days in cities like New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump is taking to Twitter this day after Christmas. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump's unleashing attacks on a couple of political rivals in California, tweeting this morning that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is crazy and that California Governor Gavin Newsom is incompetent. Trump saying Pelosi's San Francisco district suffers from homelessness and crime and is one of the worst districts in the nation. He criticized her also for the House impeaching him earlier this month.
During the most recent Democratic debate in Los Angeles, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren attacked South Bend Mayor Pete for attending a fundraiser in a wine cave. She slammed him for hanging around with millionaires and billionaires who drank $900 bottles of wine. But it turns out Warren has actually had some of her own rather swanky fundraisers held at places where bottles of wine can go for over $6,000 apiece. All of this is no surprise to former Scott Brown campaign manager Colin Reed, as he tells Fox News.
"This is a thing that has bedeviled Senator Warren since the beginning of her political career, is it's a do as I say, not as I do mentality. And it's not just campaign finance, by the way. It applies to her corporate clients and her hypocrisy on school choice. And she frequently sets, as Mayor Pete pointed out, a purity bar that's so high that she herself is unable to reach it."
Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.